to talk about reaction that I saw a lot recently, especially during the losing streak, but even last night a little bit. We'll do that on the Royals front. But we asked Ross Tucker about Travis Kelce, and he mentioned the kind of champagne problems right now. Like, we're worrying about Travis Kelce. Like, it's going to be fine. You're 3-0, et cetera. But it's a fair conversation to recognize the production hasn't been there. I think there's a different level.
For less than 400 yards. That's
Not there's
Kelce
a different level of concern for everybody. Some people think, oh my gosh, this is who he is now. Other people will tell you he's still going to have 1,200 yards and relax. I think there's probably, like most things, something in the middle here where it's like, okay, the production's not there. This is not normal, but also acknowledging that I don't think he had what you were just saying. He's not going to just have 300 yards at the end of the year. Now, he for the first time really addressed this, because even in times we've been in the locker room after games, He hasn't really discussed the lack of production. He's not as available, frankly, as much as he used to be. Just full disclosure, in the locker room and stuff like that, and that's fine. But he was on his podcast. That's another reason why I think he's like, you know what, I'll just do this podcast thing. Instead, he was talking about not getting caught up in stats.
Fans are asking what's going on with the Chiefs offense. Pat and Coach Reed were asked about Big Yeti. We're calling plays for Travis, and it's like two or three people are going to him. People are really emphasizing trying to take him away.
It's football, baby. Come on now. Like, I'm not getting caught up in getting the targets and all that. I just want to have a successful offense. And I think Pat's doing a great job of finding the open guy and making the right decisions right now. It's a new offense, new players, new pieces, and we're just finding how to have success throughout the season. I've had a lot of catches in this league, man. I'm not worried about the catches and the yards and all of that. I have the most fun when I get the ball thrown my way. I mean, who doesn't? It has everything to do with execution, just making sure that we're doing whatever we can to win these football games, man. That's always going to be the goal.
It's going to go your way. It's going to go your way, especially if you freaking keep being the guy you've always been. There ain't nobody that I've ever played sports with, and nobody that anybody's ever been on a team with, that has loved being out there with Trav more. It's frustrating for me to watch and have to listen to, but I can't wait.
I appreciate it, brother.
I just can't wait. I can't wait for it to turn.
And if it doesn't, as long as we're winning football games, we good to go, baby.
First, I love Jason's support of him. He's like, it's hard to watch, man. I feel bad. I know that you're good for it. But you're Travis is like, it's football. Sometimes you don't get the ball thrown your way, and mostly it's fine. But also, he gave you the answer you want from an athlete, which is, and if it doesn't, if we're winning, I'm good. You won't hear Travis complain about his production unless it also means they're losing. If Travis is getting two catches for 14 yards and they're losing, well, then he is probably going to have something to say that's about it. Throwing him the damn ball. But he doesn't have to right now. They're 3-0.
And I think that's how we should kind of view it as well, though. Like, unless you're fantasy football guy and you're upset because you drafted him and you're not getting production or whatever, that's the name of the game, that happens, then if the team is winning and Rashee Rice is still cooking the way he is, then okay, it's part of the game script. Like, that is what the defense essentially is allowing. They're fine. But you're right. I think when it becomes more concerning, or if there's a game, maybe it's Sunday, maybe it's 3 weeks from now, I don't know, if the opponent is shutting down Rashee Rice, or it's just a bad game for him, and Travis still can't get going then when they act like they need him to win that game,
then it's different.
Then it becomes a problem. And I know we're trying to avoid it becoming a problem. Like, hey, let's get everybody up to speed and let's get this thing rolling. Sure, that's an ideal scenario. But I think that's very true. Like, that, you know what? They're winning and he hasn't had to put up the big numbers. So it's a much different vibe than if you're in Jacksonville where you're 0-3 and you're, you know, or any other market, right? Cincinnati, like whatever, right? You know, I was trying to avoid Cincy today. Well, I really wanted to. I was trying to. I wanted
you
Drew
had,
and I.
You were
I
mentioning 0-3 examples.
Yeah, I wanted Drew and I to get along today, you know?
Yeah, you guys had your different fight over college instead. Yeah. So, you got to let the Cincinnati thing go.
Well, since more information's come out, I think now that my opinion has changed.
I mean, it's the same. I don't know if more information's come out. It's just like different sides of it. Like, I think the same thing's happened. The college side has said that he's screwing them over, and he's saying that they're screwing him over. I don't know if that's new information. They're both saying the same thing that was being reported this morning.
There's a batch of 5 reports that are saying they effed him. He was promised money. There's 3 other reporters saying, no, he never was promised anything. He wants more money.
Or that it was verbally agreed upon.
I have no idea who
he screwed himself. Yeah. Or
verbally only protects maybe like, hey, he probably can't sue them to get his money. It doesn't change the fact that if he was promised, verbal or not, that he could still leave. We're not going back down this road, though.
How much you bet with Travis Kelce that the very first pass of the game goes to him this week?
What's that?
The very first pass of the game. How much you want to bet that the very first pass of the game goes to Travis
That's kind of what I thought with the Atlanta game.
Travis Kelce.
To start the second half, that's exactly what they did.
And they'll do it
the
again
Falcons.
This week.
Yeah, to start that second half, after everybody was talking about that at halftime and the broadcast crew was and everything, right away it was a true concerted effort, and that was, then it was kind of it. I still put a lot of this on Mahomes, too. I know everybody's focusing on Kelce.
He's not playing well.
We said yesterday, the footwork's off. We had Nate Taylor in studio. Some of Travis Kelce's lack of production is also on Patrick Mahomes. His production is down, therefore, it's affecting everybody. The only guy that's really eating out there is Rashee Rice. And that's great for him.
And I just told you, there's three or four plays in that game where Travis Kelce is taking people away from Rashee Rice. Go back and watch the catches. Like, the routes are designed that way. It's not that Rice is doing anything wrong or Kelce's doing anything wrong. They're just doing it that way.